CESA are the local hero people who you may see their yellow stickers be a local hero on much local food. We've been sort of exploring the unexplored local heroes of our agricultural valley with a Christmas tree farmer last week, Phil, and now popcorn farming.
The time has come and the time is now. People have been asking every single day, is there popcorn in the valley that's local? And the answer is yes.
Orville Redenbacher moved to the valley?
No, he's been banned, actually, but we do have Pioneer Valley popcorn.
Chris Ramachi and Dominic Ramachi, part of a three-generation family of farmers in our area growing popcorn. Now, first of all, this will show my ignorance. Is popcorn different than corn?
Absolutely.
It's different? You grow it differently?
No, you grow it the same, but it is different. Popcorn is a grain. Corn is a vegetable. Sweet corn has a lot of sugars.
Okay,
and popcorn has more protein.
So it's a different sort of strain of the corn family.
Absolutely.
If I tried to eat an ear of popcorn, like I'd eat corn on the cob, it would break my teeth. Okay,
yeah.
So don't try that at home. Now, Dominic is in the background right there. You may actually begin hearing this sooner than later, making popcorn in the background. How did you get into the popcorn business?
We were sitting down trying to plan our family garden. We were looking through, you know, those seed catalogs in the middle of winter, and we decided on peanuts and soybeans and popcorn to put into our garden.
Peanuts is another interesting choice to make in the Pioneer
Valley. Didn't make it.
No. They didn't make it.
But the popcorn did really good, so we said, let's try this again.
And then you planted more popcorn.
We planted more popcorn, four times as much, and we got about 330 pounds last year.
I'm holding what looks like a little hummus container.
This year we have about 7,000 pounds available.
Oh, so you really upped the ante then.
Yes, we did.
Uh-huh, and you've started your own business. This is the first year you've been in business in Hatfield, right?
Yes.
How's locally produced popcorn doing in the valley?
It's amazing. It's doing really well. There's a huge market for it, but there isn't a lot of growers. And there's a few, but they just grow them on the cob and just
You can go to a farmer's market,
way.
A winner's market, and it's a wonderful decorative thing that's actually functional. You can buy popcorn on the cob, and you bring it home, and you yourself take it off the cob, and you pop it, and it's always been great. And now it's just amazing that you've done that for us, and this could be popcorn all year round for us.
I must admit, it is intimidating to me as somebody who grew up with either Jiffy Pop or microwave popcorn to take it off the cob like this. But this seems a lot less intimidating. And you, Dominic, who's still down there stirring the pot of popcorn, they make popcorn makers that are pretty easy to use. So you recommend cooking this locally produced Pioneer Valley popcorn grown in Hatfield, Chris Ramachi, with what?
Our favorite's oil.
What kind of oil?
We use canola oil.
Because is it more neutral?
Yeah, it doesn't have a flavor.
Dominic, you finished the popcorn?
Yes, I did.
All right.
And it smells good.
It does smell really good.
This popcorn.
I want to try it without salt first. Okay, so this is unadulterated
and
popcorn.
It's incredibly white, and the kernel, the size of the popped corn is incredibly big with a very, very, very small kernel attachment.
It does seem much whiter than other popcorn. Why is that? Dominic, do you know? How old are you, Dominic?
I'm 11.
Uh-huh, and you are the CEO of Popcorn Tasting and Making as part of Pioneer Valley Popcorn, right?
Yep.
Why is it so much whiter than other popcorns that we might get?
Also, it's a white hullus, but other people don't put the time and love like we do.
So you have to love your popcorn to make it whiter.
Mm-hmm.
What does white hullus mean?
It's butterfly popcorn, so when you pop it, it turns outside instead of inside out like the normal popcorn does.
Huh.
The hullus is when it pops in, there's still a big hole, so it gets stuck in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But this, there's very little hole, so it doesn't get stuck in your teeth.
As a consumer of popcorn, that stuff that gets stuck in your teeth is wicked annoying. And this doesn't have that. It is delicious without the salt, but let's put a little salt on it. Oh, good.
Here you go.
You know, last year we added such a small amount, and this year we put in 2 acres. We were thinking, oh, no problem. We picked last year. It was daunting. So we called our friends. We called our family. We put the crock pots together, and it was a blast, but every cob was handpicked.
So talk about love, yeah?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And it's a generational thing.
Yep.
Dominic, your mom and your grandfather are involved in this process, yeah? What is the grandfather's role in this whole thing?
Well, he's been a farmer for all his life, and he's taught us his ways of the land. And
right, and where can we get it now?
River Valley Market, Greenfields Market.
The Old Creamery.
The Old Creamery has it. So you can literally go to these places. It may be in a bin, or it may be in a container already, and you could just buy what your heart's delight would be.
Chris Ramachi and Dominic Ramachi, a part of Pioneer Valley Popcorn, locally grown popcorn in Hatfield, Massachusetts. Any plans to team up with some of our fine local theaters?
And I think it depends if they pop it with butter and if they put butter on it or if they use those funky oils.
Are you okay with butter?
I'm okay if they use real butter.
Pioneer Valley Popcorn from Hatfield, Massachusetts, locally grown. Chris and Dominic Ramachi and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. Buylocalfood.org.